Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What are you doing on New Year's? New Year's Eve. So clearly I like to start my episodes off with a little bit of singing. That's just me, and those are just the vibes. So welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about my 2025 New Year's resolutions, but we're also going to talk about how to actually make your resolutions come true. I love manifestation. I love affirmations. I love journaling. I love vision boarding. But none of that matters if you're not taking inspired action to actually achieve your goals. So we're going to walk through my New Year's resolutions for 2025, as well as the way that I basically have set up my resolutions for the past few years now. So I set them up with priorities and then strategies within each of those priorities to actually tangible steps I can take to actually achieve those goals. So starting with priority one is around weight loss. I wrote down a specific number. I'm not comfortable sharing that number on a public forum, as well as I am a little bit less interested in achieving that specific number. One, because of all the conversations that we've been seeing around body politics and Ozempic and heroin chic and fat phobia really coming to the forefront of conversation in a way that we haven't seen in a while. And so I'm a little bit disinterested in this idea of thinness. And so that brings me into number two. I have no desire to be thin. I have no desire to be skinny. I am more so focusing on what feels good in my body, what feels good when I eat, when I move, instead of a number on the scale. And even on, you know, this weight loss journey that has been my entire life, right? I have no desire to be skinny and thin, and I always want to be plus sized. I know that sounds crazy, and I know people are not going to relate or resonate with that, but for me, I always want to be someone who is plus sized, and I have no desire to be thin. So anywho, priority one is weight loss, you know, tried and true New Year's resolution, right? Something, nothing original here, but let's talk about the strategies that I've already put into place, and then things I want to do in the new year. So strategy one is doing 75 hard from January 1st to March 17th. And if you're not familiar with 75 hard, it's basically like the actual 75 hard is pretty insane. It's like 2 45-minute workouts a day, can only read nonfiction, which is just like a little bit psychopathic, but whatever. And a few other things within it. I am modifying it, as many people have done on social media. So it's really more so like a 75 soft, but I'll talk about what I'm planning to do starting January 1st. So I do want to take a break from social media. I think that's going to be hard, especially with the podcast, because obviously I still want to promote the show, but I want to delete Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok throughout that period. I want to walk 2 miles a day. I want to do healthy meal plans on weekdays, read 10 pages of anything a day, a multivitamin plus probiotic yogurt. And then these two are the biggest ones of the 75 hard that are really going to help with this goal of losing weight. No fast food, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Ooh, that's going to be tough, but really need to cut back on those. And that's also going to help with money too. And then lastly, the biggest one, no alcohol. I remember I did no alcohol for like something short, like 2 weeks, and I did like lose weight. So I really want to try to do that again. Also, just let's like make sure that we can go an extended period of time without alcohol. You know what I mean? Strategy two, mom's meals for dinner. So this goes into the healthy meal plans on weekdays. And mom's meals is a service that is really intended for elderly people, as well as patients who may have medical issues. They have very granular options for like heart healthy, diabetic friendly, low sodium. And so I tested it out in November and I like the meals well enough. And so I'm going to continue to do it in the new year. It's super easy. You know, I'm single, live alone. And it is super easy to make these after work, because what I found was I come home from work, I'm tired, too tired to cook, and I was door dashing. And I always had a little bit of hesitance towards meal plans because it was such a high upfront cost. But then it's like, okay, girl, you're spending $30, $40 on DoorDash every night. That's adding up, right? And it's more than what it would cost to do a meal plan. So I'm excited for that. I think that'll be really helpful in just having some consistency when it comes to my dinner, as well as having something that is made to be healthy. Strategy 3, walking those 2 miles every day. So I've already started walking a mile every day. I am on about a 5-month streak, so I'm really proud of myself. I really take the time every day to walk. And then when I was traveling, it was easy because you're just naturally walking a lot when you're traveling. So I want to up from 1 mile to 2 miles. So I want to see how I can integrate something into my evening routine, because right now, walking the mile is part of my morning routine. Strategy 4, I want to increase my tennis sessions. So I have been doing tennis weekly pretty consistently throughout the entire year. It has been so much fun. I really, really enjoy it. I love my tennis club, and I want to increase those tennis sessions. So maybe for 2 weeks out of the month, I'm doing 2 sessions a week rather than just 1 session a week. So that is something I really want to do in the new year, as well as getting more people to play tennis with. So if you play tennis, hit me up. If you live in LA, of course. And then strategy 5, finding other workout classes. So I've taken a few yoga classes here and there throughout the year. So definitely want to be more consistent in that space. But I also want to look into things like strength training, because I really want to add that to my routine. And I love fitness classes. That is definitely my favorite way to work out. I don't really like working out just on my own. I like doing something that's fun. Ooh, I just realized maybe even doing dance classes. There's a dance studio near me. That could be fun. So that is priority 1 around weight loss and some of the strategies that I'm going to take to achieve that goal. Moving on to priority 2, and this is also an announcement, I want to finish my novel. So I have alluded to a creative project in my episode around decentering my 9-to-5, and that is I have been working on a novel since October 29th, I had a dream, which sounds so silly, but I had a dream and it was the first page of basically what I have written as my book. And I woke up from this dream and I just started writing. And so by the time this episode airs, I should be done with it already. I'm recording this episode on December 8th. I started writing on October 29th and I already have 39,000 words. And my goal is 50,000 words, because I saw on the internet that a standard novel has about 250 to 300 words per page. And my goal is to do a 200 page book. So that's something I'm really excited about, but let's get into some of the strategies around that. And part of this is also like the editing process and then eventual, like, how can I actually get this thing published? So strategy 1, write 300 words a day. I actually added this as a habit tracker on that app Tangerine that I mentioned a few episodes ago. Strategy 2, looking into writers groups in LA. I'm actually gonna attend my first writer circle tomorrow. So I'm really excited about that. And then strategy 3 is looking into writing classes. So I took a few creative writing classes in college and I think it would just kind of be good to refresh on some of the basics. And then strategy 4 is continue to read. So to be a good writer, you need to be reading. And this isn't about taking ideas from other authors, but more so just understanding the structure and the flow of a story. I've also, you know, been enjoying like watching movies and TV shows and listening to podcasts for inspiration as well for what a narrative structure should look like. And when I was writing The Falling Action after my emotional climax, I actually revisited a book that I read about 2 years ago at this point to kind of see what she had done for the falling action. And I was like, oh, duh, like that's what I should do to figure out where the story was going after that. And then strategy 5, do a weekend writing retreat. So the goal is actually to do the Iowa Writers Workshop summer session. There's a summer session that I can make work with my work schedule. And I think that would be a really incredible experience. But if not, I do want to look into what writing retreats exist in LA, something that I can just do over the weekend. And then lastly, that brings me into priority 3 for the year, which is saving money. I'm not comfortable sharing out the number on such a public forum, similar to the weight loss, but let's get into the strategies. So strategy one, and this is gonna sound so pretentious, and you guys can send me hate mail, but strategy one is only take one international trip and three domestic trips maximum, not including Sacramento, which is where I grew up because I just drive there and I obviously don't have to pay for a place to stay. I know this sounds so pretentious, but this year I took like three international trips and two of them were each about 2 weeks long. And that's a lot of money, right? That's a lot of money to spend on travel. I love to travel, but I'm like, okay, girl, let's rein it in a little bit. We can chill out a little bit. So only one international trip and then three domestic trips. So I wanna go to Detroit. I wanna go back to New York. I wanna go to Houston. I wanna go to San Francisco. So I know that was more than three, but I gotta figure out which ones I want to go to. And then strategy two, saving a minimum of blank per month. So whatever your monetary goal is for the year, just dividing that by how many paychecks that you have. And so I've already set up my automatic transfers for the amount that will help me hit the goal. Now the trick is gonna be not diving into my savings, which is the pattern that I have continued to, persist throughout my entire adult life. And then strategy three, I do get a bonus every year, which I am super grateful for. So saving a particular amount from that bonus to go towards this goal. And then strategy four, reducing spending, right? So one thing I wanna do next year is only buying refills rather than buying new things. So no longer experimenting with concealers and foundation and skincare and beauty, and instead only allowing myself to buy refills of things that I have already purchased once they run out. And then strategy five, find ways to increase my income. I don't know what this looks like right now. I'm gonna leave it at that. I don't know what this looks like right now, but hey, I'm abundance mindset, baby. Money flows to me all the time, everywhere. So we'll just see what happens next year, but definitely something I want to start thinking about. And then let's get into some of my smaller goals. So my smaller goals for the year are things that are a little bit more task-based, where I don't really need strategies to achieve them, right? So number one is reading 5 books. So my goal for this year was read 4 books. Another small goal is volunteer 15 hours. So my goal for this year was 12 hours, and I actually ended up doing 27 hours, which I'm really proud of. And so next year, I'm just gonna up my original goal by 3 hours rather than trying to go for 30 hours. And then I wanna take a hobby class, preferably something that's a series. In 2023, I did a ceramics class and that was a lot of fun. So maybe something like that, but I wanna kind of just see what else exists. You know, there's so much to do in LA, so I definitely wanna do a fun little hobby class. And then, yeah, that is it. So those are my goals for the year. So the takeaway here really being setting up your main goal and then actually deep diving into strategies, right? So for me, when I look at what has been an issue that has persisted with losing weight in the past, it is definitely eating out, fast food, DoorDash. So I'm actually committing to doing a healthy meal plan for next year. So find whatever your goal is, see what, like analyze and audit why you have not been successful with this goal in the past and what you can do to actually change that and have a tangible action item for yourself. Because we love the vision boards, we love the journaling, we love the affirmations, but if you're not actually taking the steps to achieve your goals, you can vision board all day long and it's not gonna happen. Unless I guess you're a true witch. Well, anyway, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you all have a beautiful, amazing, abundant 2025. Signing off, I'm Jessica Johnson. See you next time.
In Jess We Trust.